Counselor Accents Podcast. Two school counselors who love their jobs. Oh, and they happen to have Southern accents too. Bless their hearts.
I'm Laura Rancorn.
I'm Kim Crumley. And together we are
Counselor Accents. You left me.
Since you've cut me off from not saying that together, I just feel lonely.
It was just on that one episode. I just wanted that one to go okay.
All righty. So today we're going to delve right in, Laura.
Okay.
Because I think we've got some ground to cover, and I have some bacon on the grill. Okay. So I'm going to go eat my bacon sandwiches on the grill. So, but we are going to cover a topic today that I think we as caregivers need to hear. I know as for myself, at the end, the days are going by when I crawl into bed at night, I'm thinking, okay, I had three Zoom calls, two webinars. I have checked on kids and I've hooked kids up with resources and I've had IEP meetings and I've taken care of my family and making sure that they're getting the school and the enjoyment and making sure they're eating correctly. And all of that, I realize that I think we heard a webinar last night and they called it microburst, stress microburst. It's just during the day you get these small stress microbursts. So all that we're doing, and then on top of that, the news that we're hearing that's coming in, it can really start to wear you down. So I want us to think about making an effort to take care of ourselves. And I really think that it takes an effort, a conscientious effort. Conscientious.
I'm just trying to figure out how to spell that.
I just need you to leave it alone.
Okay.
So your thoughts on that, Laura?
Well, I think you're right. I think we can talk self-care and we hear self-care. And that was the first thing that Brian Perlman mentioned in our podcast with him. But we know it's something we need to do, but you're right. We have to make an effort and carve out the time to do it. So I'm really excited to get into this.
So we have taken the letters in effort as kind of a reminder, because when you think of the letters, it can remind you, have I done anything today for myself? So we're going to start with the letter E. And I'm going to say one of the things that we can do is enjoy a good book.
I agree.
So I think that there was an article that I read about the essentials, and the essentials for different countries can be different. There, I think in some country, French fries were essential to that country. So it's amazing how things can be essential, and they would argue that books are essential. And as you can see, and if you can see my house was built around bookshelves that go all the way. This is my office, and the bookshelves go all the way. You can't see all the way down that way. And then I have in the living room more. So books are essential for me. So we're going to give you some ideas for some books, and I'm going to start with my favorite book, and this is, we'll do a classic in a second, but this is the book I'm reading right now, and it's Max Lucado's Anxious for Nothing, and I'm really enjoying this. This is a religious book, but it's funny. And it's so timely for today. So that's my recommendation. Laura, what's your recommendation?
Well, I have so many. You know that
reading a reader. So I just need you to give me, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with a mindless read, something that you can read, not school related, but this is just one of those books you can pick up and just get into. And it is called The Breakdown. And, it is a fictional book, but it's not scary, but it is suspenseful. And so it's and it's clean. So you don't have to worry about, I hate getting into a book and then all of a sudden it's like R-rated. And you're like, do I put it down? Do I finish it? You don't have to worry about that with this. Maybe it's PG, but it's not bad.
Okay, very good. Yeah. So I'm going to ask that we maybe revisit a classic. And my favorite book ever is Jane Eyre. But now it's a heavy gothic read. So my suggestion is going to be Emma by Jane Austen because it's light, it's funny, and that's a great classic.
Okay.
Anything in that area that you want to talk about, the classics?
Well, I will take this opportunity not to talk about the classics, but to talk about a classic blog post that we did last summer, and it was the School Counselor's Guide to Summer Reading, and I will connect that in the show notes, but we went through and talked about some of the books that we have read recently. Some of them are like the fictional escape, mindless escape books. Some of them are school related. And so I'm gonna direct everyone to that.
Okay. Visit a childhood classic. I know that I'm not sure if it was Gina Bush who shared this out as a book to read, but my mother heard that and she came and borrowed my copy of Little House, I think, in the Woods by Laura Ingalls. And now my mother, who is a ferocious reader, has picked up these Little House on the Prairie books, and they're timely for right now because some of the things are some of the ways that we're having to live right now. So even, you know, read them to your children or read them for your own relaxation. So other classic children books, anything come to mind?
Yeah, actually, I just pulled it up. The book, the monster at the end of this book is a Sesame Street book, and Grover is reading it. There's a video of Grover reading it, and so go find that if you are of the Sesame Street era, which I think we all are. I think it covered us all.
That was one of my favorite books growing up. Oh, no, do not go to the monster at the end.
That is impressive. That's very impressive.
Because when I read it to my kids, and I still read it to my kids, so I've read it, you know, recently to my students, and I, Grover, I'm telling you.
Very good.
You're welcome. I can do all kinds of impressions, but you shouldn't have bragged on me. I'll be doing it now the rest of the day. I would like to share out a book that I want to read. I've not read. This comes from The Page and Palette, which is a Southern a staple in the book world. It is a bookstore that is always one of the top bookstores in the South. But they've put out their suggestion for the month, and it is Kate Morton's The Clockmaker's Daughter. So that's a I'm gonna read. Okay. So on your I'm gonna read, tell us, and Laura likes to read. I read mostly fiction because I just need to escape. But Laura reads a lot of self-help books. And tell us about the buys that some finds that you had last night, because this is you like these reads.
I didn't know if I should talk about this here or in a later letter.
Well, you know,
about it now.
I know what you mean because it's really kind of school related.
Yeah,
but go with it because they're on sale.
Okay. I found that any books with Dave Burgess Publishing is $2.99 for the Kindle version right now. So last night I went through and bought the book Kids Deserve It by Adam Welcome. And I bought Lead Like a Pirate. And I bought another book, Launch, I think, that talks about creativity in schools. But there are like so many titles. And I'm going to go back in probably tonight and buy some more because they're $2.99. I mean, that's good. That's all year. So the next one on my list is Kids Deserve It.
Very good. And I will shout out one more, and that's going to be Framework of Poverty, and we're going to have her on our show.
Yeah.
So I'm going to download that book and get that read before we have her on here, because I have looked at that book previously, like maybe a few years back, but am revisiting that book. So we've done E, Enjoy a Book. F, Find a New Hobby. So, Laura, what would be your go-to hobby?
Well, it's not a hobby, but I do it, exercising. I have been getting up and just going through all the different exercises. I do it at home. So I've been going through and finding new ones that maybe I didn't have time to explore before, and just that I've been enjoying doing that.
So working out is the number three hobby that I think a group called, I don't know if it's Nerdy Bear or Bear something. I'll have to look and see who put that out. But anyway, they did a survey, and I think it was a pretty big survey, and some of the hobbies, the number three hobby was working out. Ooh. Other hobbies that rated highly were, knitting, sewing. A lot of people want to do that. A lot of people want to learn a new language. Gardening is my choice. This is usually I just in my buy it in the can kind of person, but we have some land and we're actually planted a garden this year. And I think a lot of people are planning, and that's been a lot of fun. So, try a new hobby, take some time. There are a lot of resources out there, if it's putting a 1,000-piece puzzle together, a lot of things that are stress relievers. So look at something, look at a list of hobbies that you can Google and find something to start.
One thing that I'll say, we have been working with someone in Long Island, New York. Shout out to Christina. But she has opened our mind to a bunch of different apps and software that's out there for just a lot of different things. But one of them is a storybook creator. And so I have been helping my 5-year-old who had this idea for a...
You, Sophie, because of my pen.
Okay. Yeah, that was not planned. Anyway, she's been talking about a book about losing her tooth. And anyway, I don't know. This is why my shirt says I'm finna have a come apart, because it's constant. As it is for everyone. My husband's outside pressure washing, so you probably hear that. And then my dog, of course, that always brings on stress. But anyway, but it's been fun to watch her little creativity come alive doing that. And then I'd like to say something about, we have a Facebook group, and if you're not part of it, then you need to be part of it, because we have had a lot of good discussions in that group and a lot of great ideas shared. And Shannon Ray just commented and said that one way that, or hobbies that she has, she loves to paint and scrapbooking. And those are great ideas.
They are.
When we finished recording our episode, I saw another comment by one of our Facebook group members. Valerie Vandiver said that she loves to take photos and edit them and play with the colors and the shading and the exposure. She loves to take photos of sunsets, water, and nature. And so that is also a great hobby and a way to fill our time right now. Good job, Valerie.
And, find something that you like to do. And Laura has seen my house. I dabble in the art, a little bit of painting, and I've put these paintings up in my house. So, get out there and try something new while we have some time.
Yeah.
So, are we ready to move on to the next F in effort?
I think so.
Okay. For the next F, so we've done E, enjoy a book, F, find a hobby, and the next F is family mini vacation. So, I feel like I am running my family like, my child, I need you on this. I need you to be doing this. And now I need you to be doing this. And then have you had your, fruits and vegetables? And then, have you done this? Have you brushed your teeth? So it's good for all of us just to every once in a while, just take a mini vacation. We're not able to get in our car like we usually do spring break and go to the beach. And it looks like it may be a while before beaches are closed, before we get to do anything like that. So some mini, where does your mind go? What if some things that you've done for a family mini vacation, Laura?
Well, it is funny that you mentioned that, because just Monday night, the girls wanted to have, they've been having a sleepover every night, and it's just the two of them, but they have bunk beds, and they'll alternate which bunk bed they both sleep in. And so they've been calling it a sleepover. Well, Monday night, they wanted to spread their blankets out on the living room floor, and they said, let's all have a sleepover. So we had a camp out. We made hot dogs, and we sat in the living room floor. Everybody had their blanket, and we sat on our blanket and ate our hot dogs. But we just had, we called it our camp out, so we went camping Monday night.
And to play off that idea, Laura, you could have another theme night. You might have an Italian night. Have you know, fix some spaghetti and watch
Lady and the Tramp.
Lady and the Tramp, or you know, I know for our family, we have a big van, and so we've actually packed a picnic and got in our van and drove to a spot where there weren't any people, and we had a picnic. So I've heard, you know, when Brian Perlman was on, he said he's now walking with his family.
Yeah.
And seeing neighbors and waving and that kind of thing. So it's, you can take, we said micro bursts of stress. You can have micro bursts of vacations throughout the day. Just mini vacations and fun things that we do with our family. So even if it's play hide and seek in the house or outside, just, you know, there are so many things that, but it takes effort, Laura, to do things, but it's worth it. So we're going to move on. We've done E for enjoy a book, F for find a new hobby, F for family mini vacation, and now O, and we're going to talk about the something, this would be for us. Remember, we're trying to think of things that we can do for ourselves. There are a lot of online freebies right now, Laura. So if I wish that more counselors, and we might put this with our Facebook group, if they know of online freebies, if we don't share them, that may not come across our path.
Yeah.
But do you have any online freebies there, Laura, that you can share with us?
Yeah, I just heard today that Fender, the guitar company, they're doing like 3 months of free guitar classes. So if you have a guitar and you want to learn a new hobby, then now is your time to take it from one of the best, from Fender.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Adobe for Educators, they have their free at-home access to Creative Cloud. So if that's something that you've wanted to look into, that's available now.
Along the lines of creativity, the company or the website Canva, I've heard that they are doing a free educator account. If you're an educator, you can have a free account now.
And that's Canva?
Yeah.
What would the education part of that do? Because do they give you...
I think it's like the premium account that most of the time is like $10 a month or something. If you put in your school email, then I think it's free. Don't quote me on that. Let's explore it, but that's worth looking into.
Something to look into.
Yeah.
Class Central is classcentral.com is where you can take online courses. And this is from Ivy League schools. So how about taking a course from Harvard, Princeton, or Yale? So can you imagine, I'm hearing your little baby, this is so sweet.
And she's
saying, and I'm just going to do it so I can say this, Laura. I'm sorry, but I am actually taking classes at Harvard. Yes, I'm a Harvard student. So that is actually something that is free right now. Ivy League universities like Brown, Columbia, Cornell, Dartmouth, Harvard, Penn. So check that out.
That makes me think of The Office whenever Dwight and Andy were talking about Cornell. I'm so distracted right now.
You can't, if you're listening, her little girl has climbed on her like a little monkey.
And she is, just so y'all know, behind me, she's naked.
Oh. How are you going to, okay, I don't even know how you're going to manage. You're going to have to keep her there.
Yeah. Because you have to be quiet. If you're going to be on our podcast, you have to be quiet.
the streaker. This is the problem with Zoom. It's your child that has shut this whole thing down. This is why our system can't use Zoom, is because of your children.
That's it.
Okay. So, since you are distracted.
Yeah.
If you're interested in coding, General Assembly is offering free coding classes. And I know that my child and I have done some free coding. We did a coding, was it a, a class? But this is free coding class from General Assembly. Guggenheim Museum has over, I think it's 200 books on modern art that you can download right now for free. Anything you have on your list there, Laura, that you want to add?
Well, I know this is for us, but I do love the zoo. I love going to the zoo myself. I love taking my girls there. And I love how so many zoos, like the San Diego Zoo and all these zoos, are doing free tours, free videos of the animals and stuff. And somebody said that April the giraffe had another baby giraffe the other day. And so I know everybody got to watch that on...
Is that San Diego Zoo?
Wherever April lives, I don't know.
You know, April
April the giraffe, she was a big deal a couple of years ago because she had a baby.
And no, I'm lost. You've okay. lost me in the giraffe talk. So Khan Academy has, if you're interested in Imagineering from Walt Disney,
which
I know you are, and that's why I gave you that. I'm telling you about that one. HBO is giving 500 hours of programming, I believe. So you don't need a subscription for that. But, 500 hours on HBO. So check that out. I am a SiriusXM person. Are you, Laura? Are
I'm
you
not. SiriusXM? No, none of my stuff is that advanced. We're still in, you know, the later
world that's running on the wheel in that where your electricity.
Yeah.
So SiriusXM has 300 channels that are free now through May the 15th. So fitness things are free right now. Take advantage of those. A lot of the in-home you have to buy. But there are a lot of in-home now that, like 305 Fitness, and that's just one of many that are offering free workouts. So take advantage of all of that. You know, it's like shopping, and sometimes that's therapy. So this is shopping for free things online. So
yeah, you're doing like a thrift store shopping, like the rush that you get from finding a deal like that.
So my bacon is done, and I mean that literally.
Well, we still have another letter.
And so let's see. We do. We actually have two letters, if you will spell effort. We've done EFFO, and the next one is R, retreat. So we need to find a place to get away. I know.
Obviously.
Obviously, you need a retreat. Brian Perlman and his wife. Dr. Perlman, we're talking about how families are squabbling. You know, that was some of the questions that were coming in, but we need time with one another. So you need to retreat and don't feel bad about pulling away from the kids and the husband and the family and everything. So my favorite retreat place is the bathtub.
Like, and I could walk a bathtub,
the door, and they will leave me alone.
If I had a bathtub like what you have, that would be my favorite place too.
So what is your retreat? Pull away, where are you going to go?
Well, I know this sounds crazy, but today I went and sat in the car.
No, I was going to say, even if you have to go get in the car.
It was silent. Like the silent, you know, where you read and it says the silence was deafening. The silence was so loud and peaceful to my ears.
Yes.
So I sat in the car for my retreat. So
even if you don't have a tree that you can get away and get away from everybody, but you know, if you can get in the car, you can get it. So you need to have a retreat so that you can pull away and you can come back and have maybe, you know, because that's what they were talking about last night. That's when we get ill, we get cranky, we'll get irritable, and we need to pull away. We're worn out. We're tired of one another. We need to pull away. So the last one.
Hang on, let me share something.
Yes, please.
On that. I don't know if you count this as a retreat or not, but I think of like game nights, you know, just having fun. It may go under hobbies, but I want to mention this in our Facebook group. And again, if you're not part of that, you need to be. We want you in that group because it's, we're just having a great time. But we have someone named Kelly who is going to be leading a game night for us on this coming Monday, which is April 20th at 7 p.m. Central Time. And this is going to be a good mental escape. It's going to be a getaway for my brain just to play. I think she's doing trivia. And Kelly, I don't know how to say your last name, but I will know how. But it's Kelly. I think it's Baker or Botcher, but I will find out. But anyway, I just want to share.
Which makes me laugh at you. Well, said, that's Kelly, either Smith or
or Jones.
I mean, really, Baker or Bahakawati?
Well, it's B-A-C-H-E-R. So I don't know. Maybe Bacher. I don't know. But anyway, Kelly says this on our Facebook group. If you are interested in the history of the Apollo missions, this week is the 50th anniversary of Apollo 13 mission. The movie Apollo 13 is one of my all-time favorites. Oh, I should have saved this. It's a good segue. Also, there is a podcast series by the BBC called 13 Seconds to the Moon. The first season is about the Apollo 11 moon landing, and the second season is about the Apollo 13 mission. There are interviews and lots of recordings from the actual mission, as well as awesome original music by Hans Zimmer. So I know that's right up your alley.
I just watched, is it Numbers, about the women who went in and did the, they were the human computers during the race to the moon.
Yeah.
So it leads us into the last letter of effort, which is the letter T. Turn on a good movie. So Laura, what would be your movie choice? I just gave mine, I guess. Numbers. Yeah. We just watched that not long ago. I think it's Numbers, right? The women who were the human computers and the in the race for space. It's so good. It's so good. It deals with inequality. It deals with, you know, that it's a historical time and it, you know, peace. It's a beautiful movie. So, what is your choice for a good movie to watch right now?
I cannot think of the name of it right now. But do you remember that tsunami that happened in Thailand?
Yes.
10 years ago?
Ian McGregor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That movie was just so good. I just loved that movie. So if
that movie had me on the edge of my seat. I wasn't a bit relaxed, but it's a good movie.
It's not a relaxing movie, but I don't want to say anything because I don't want to give anything away. Right,
but it is a good movie. Look it up. We don't know the name of it.
I'm looking at it. You know, my TV is mainly on Disney Plus right now.
I know. And that's why I'm saying we need a break for us. And I don't know when you're going to get to watch these movies. So La La Land is from L.com. They gave some suggestions. La La Land. Mamma Mia, Breakfast at Tiffany's, if you like. I love the classics. Pitch Perfect, which I've never seen.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never seen that movie.
Okay. When this is over, I don't want you to watch it until we can watch it together.
Okay.
That is one of those. You know, when we were in Augusta and we watched Baby Mama and we were like rolling?
Yes.
Remember that? This would be another one that we would be.
Four Weddings and a Funeral. It's got Hugh Grant in it, if I'm remembering correctly. And then they have Little Miss Sunshine, and that has got our guy from The Office.
Yeah.
Steve Brown, who we love. So, guys, make an effort. We all are going to have to make an effort because the job of being a caregiver and taking care, even from a distance, we are concerned about our students. We're concerned about their parents. We're concerned about the people that we know and love who have this virus. All of this stress weighs on our shoulders, and it's almost like you feel guilty if you are the way our brains are made as counselors. We have to fight the, how can I be doing this while other people are struggling with this. But it's the analogy of position, heal thyself, or put your own mask on, Laura. So we have to make that effort to do this ourselves.
I want to share someone on our Instagram just said Wonder, that's her favorite movie and book. I know that's right.
I'm changing my mind. That's my favorite. And we got a Wonder lesson that we did, and it is one of my favorite lessons we've done. I told you that made I had students in sixth grade cry when we did the
Incredible.
Wonder.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And the name of the movie that I couldn't remember is The Impossible.
Yes. It is a good movie. It's a good movie. So I hope that this was a short podcast. If anything else that you want to say, Laura? Remembering my baking on.
Yeah. Kelly Baker Bacher Batcher. I told her I butchered her last name, and she said that's how she can tell if a telemarketer calls, if they butcher her last name.
You're worse than a telemarketer.
Yeah. But it is Bach, like the composer, Bacher. Just so you know.
Johann Bach. Is that his first name? Because, I mean, I haven't talked to him in a while.
It's not Kelly. So.
Okay.
But go join our Facebook group.
Right now, she's kin to Johann.
Yeah. We have fun like this in our Facebook group. So go join our Facebook group. Share our podcast with someone that you think needs some self-care tips. And I think that's everybody right now. And we also have this blog post. We will have this blog post up. So share the blog with your staff members. And what else do we need to tell them, Kim?
Subscribe. We want to know I love the sharing ideas. Sharing. So I don't know, Laura, we might put on something Facebook or somewhere that people can share more things that we're not thinking of right now. Yeah. I mean, when people call me and say, hey, do you know that they're offering this right now? It's just exciting to me because I'm like, no, I didn't, but I would sure like to get into that. Other ideas that we can do because hey guys, this is our life for a little while. So this is we're not anytime soon going to get on that cruise line. So we need to take the vacations and make an effort to do that.
And next week is virtual career fair. Learn all about how to do a virtual career fair at your school. We've got two fantastic guests that are going to be telling us two different approaches to doing a virtual career fair. So get ready for that. And even if you don't think you can do one this year, it's good to know the information and tuck it away for later. So very excited about that. Go eat your bacon.
I'm going to eat my bacon. Bye-bye.
Bye.